Good morning, Mr. Slade, and once again, all of you all that are listening, I pray that the Lord would bless me to say something that will make you think and act in a way that would be pleasing, not only to God, but you can see some real positive things happen in your own life. This morning, I just want to share with you for a few minutes something that I did that tremendously blessed our church. As a matter of fact, we got CDs on back order. And what I talked to them about and what I was teaching on was from the subject, what are you saying to you? What are you saying to you? You know, other people are speaking to you. The preacher is going to preach this morning and many words are going to come at you. But what are you saying to you? And so and I'm taking this out of Matthew, chapter 9. A very familiar story about the woman that had the issue of blood. I'd been bleeding for 12 years. And she came up behind Jesus and she touched the edge of his garment. And she said to herself, now this is the whole premise of what I'm talking about this morning. She said something to herself. I think the King James said within herself. If I could just only touch the hem of his garment, if I could only touch him, I will be healed. This is very, very interesting to me because a lot of this in this is many things that we need to understand for as prayer is concerned. First of all, if she came to the conclusion that if she could just touch the hem of his garment or touch his cloak, if she could touch that, she would be healed. Obviously, something had went on prior to this. Scripture doesn't reveal that to us, but you know, we know that something had to go on for her to convince herself that this is all she needed to do at this time was to touch him. And so I'm under the impression that she had already prayed. She had already got some things straight within herself. And Mark chapter 11 kind of helps us out a little bit. It says, Jesus said, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. You have to believe that you've received something when you're praying about it. And when you're seeking something from the Lord, you have to believe that you receive it. In other words, what I say all the time is you got to have it before you can have it. Obviously, this woman had some things going on internally. She had some things going on inside of her, and she believed that now she's convinced that now if I can just touch the hem of his garment, if I can just touch God, you know, a lot of times we're always waiting for God to touch us. Lord, touch me. Lord, do this. But many times we have to realize the importance of us reaching ourselves and touching God because God has everything that we need. So we got to learn how to balance things out. Yes, we want God to touch us, but many times there's certain things in our life going on that we need to reach and touch God. The answer is already there, and so we need to get to God who lives on the inside of us with the answers and touch. We need to touch God, and we touch God through our prayer, through meditation, and also I want to say to you all that listen this morning that prayer is more putting yourself in a position of receptivity. You got to prepare yourself to receive the very thing that you believe in God for. As Mark chapter 11 said, we just read, if you believe that you received it, past tense, you would have it. And so there's something that we do in prayer. It's not so much begging God and say, oh Lord, I need this, Lord, I need that. But you have to convince yourself that you have that which you have been going to God for. So prayer is not so much me getting in touch with God as it is me getting in touch with me, convincing myself that God is going to do the very thing that I have a desire for because God gave me the desire. That desire that this woman had to touch Jesus, she had done something within herself to be able to come to that conclusion. And so she said, if I can just touch. And another thing that I want to point out here is that she said to herself, she didn't say anything to God. She said to herself, because she had already done some things, I believe, where God is concerned. And so now she had to speak to herself. And what I'm sharing with you this morning is, what are you saying to you? You know, science has already proven that what you say to yourself has a greater effect on you than what others speak to you. And so you're going to hear a preacher this morning. You're going to hear the teacher this morning. Parents and people that love you probably have said many things to try to help you turn your life around and not make some mistakes. But based on what you allow to be internalized, based on what you allow to give, be within you that you will own, that's the only way that something will be effective, and you will see it in your life and see it in your experience. I have to warn it. So the preacher can preach 24 hours. The preacher can preach, take a nap, get up and keep on preaching. But until you take the truth of what's being said from the teacher, the preacher, wherever you may be at in life, even at school, until you can take in that information that's coming to you and internalize it, nothing will happen. For instance, you go to school. And maybe something is difficult for you, it's challenging for you. But if you tell yourself, I can't get it, I'm not going to ever be able to get this, and it's too hard, I'm going to fail this. If you're talking like that to yourself, well, you're going to get the results of what you've been saying to yourself. You're setting some causes in motion. And that's why it's important to analyze and ask yourself the question, what am I saying to me? What am I saying to me that could possibly be causing me some of the problems and issues that I'm having in my life? And so she said to herself, if I could just touch, if I could only touch. And again, the point I want to stress with that is that she touched. She said, if I can only touch, she said within herself. And that's a key to me, because she didn't say it to God. A lot of times we're talking to God, and we need to convince ourselves in our prayer and in our meditation of the Word of God that this is something that I've received. Once I've received my healing, once I've received money that I may need, once I know and I'm convinced that this thing is mine, then I have to take some action. This woman had to take action once she was convinced. She was convinced prior to this. That's why we have the scriptures saying, she said, if I could only touch, if I can just touch him, because she had convinced herself that this is my healing. I'm going to get healed if I can just touch him. And this is what we have to be saying to ourselves. These are the kind of words that we have to speak to ourselves. These are the things that we have to internalize and say within ourselves if we want to see some of the things that we desire in our experience in life. And so, again, what do you think this woman got these words from? You know, I love God. He gives us a desire for something, and then we have to go after it. You know, we can't sit around just waiting for stuff to happen, but God expects us to move. This is why Jesus went to many people in the scripture. He said, what do you want me to do? And he would ask one man in John chapter 5, do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be whole? Why did he ask him that? Yeah, it wasn't because he was seeking information. God asked us questions, not because he don't know the answer, but he wants us to speak out what it is that we desire. What do you want? And based on what you want, you need to be saying the right things to yourself, because it's going to carry a lot of weight. It's going to set some causes in motion if you're not speaking to yourself correctly. And a lot of times we're seeing things in our life, and some people will say, well, I knew I was going to fail. Well, the reason why you failed maybe is because you kept convincing yourself that that's what you were going to do. I'm going to fail. I'm not going to do it. I can't do this. And we got to just remove that I can't out of our vocabulary, because the scripture tells us that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. But, you know, God can't even change our minds. God can't even get inside of us and make us change. And that's why the whole Hebrew nation ended up wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, because God couldn't change their thinking. They had internalized some stuff. They continued to think like slaves. They continued to think that it was no hope. And then as soon as they ran into a little trouble, they was trying to get back to Egypt. They forgot all about the bondage that they were in, and they were thinking about the food that they ate. You know, it's amazing to me how you could be in that kind of bondage as they were in, and then you don't think about nothing but how good you had at eating, and not thinking about working from sun up to sundown. But this is the mentality that they had, and this is why God said, says, you know, you all keep talking about dying in the wilderness, dying in the desert. I'm going to let you just die out. I'm going to take your children in, because God couldn't even convince them. He couldn't make them change. Change is something that goes on within us. And you have to convince yourself that you want to change. You have to convince yourself that you can do better than what you're doing. You have to convince yourself, as this woman with the issue did. She said, if I can just touch. And again, there was something that had already been solidified on the inside of her, and she came to this conclusion based on what she allowed to go on inside of her. And so I want to encourage you this morning, as we look at this woman here, what are you saying to yourself? And what if you're saying some things and you know it's not quite right, if you're saying some things concerning being a failure, and we've all failed in something, but you're not a failure. That's what you have to understand. That was something maybe that I failed in, and I don't even like to use the word fail. I like to use the word learn. I learned some things, and so based on what I've learned, I know not to do that again, or you know, maybe find another direction to go in. But there's no failures in life. And even if you didn't do all that well in some things in life, you know, you still have the ability to make some changes. God lives on the inside of us. And based on that alone, you know, we are able to do whatever it is that we desire to do in life. We just have to yield to the Spirit of God that's on the inside of us. The Bible teaches us that it's Christ in us, Christ in you, which is the hope of glory. And so our hope is in Christ. And the hope that we have in Christ happens to be on the inside of us, internalized within us. So I have to let myself know. I have to sit down. Sometimes people just have to sit down with themselves and convince themselves. And again, the woman talked to herself. She didn't talk to God. Because there's a time when we talk to the Lord, and we're talking to the Lord to help convince ourselves more than we're trying to get God to do anything, because God has already done everything. God is always doing something, and God is already always working in our behalf. So now, once I convince myself of the things that I need to have done in my life, a healing, money or whatever, my marriage healed, I like to operate in some spiritual gift, for instance, you know, you got to step out there and believe God is doing what you said, and reach for God, and stop waiting on God to reach for you. Reach for God, step out in faith, and know that God is going to do exactly what he said he's going to do based on your belief. I like something else that the Lord said concerning further on in Mark chapter 9, where there was a blind man that kept coming to him, and he said, you know, do you believe that I'm able to do this? And then in verse 29, then he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith will it be done to you. And so I want to leave you with that. According to your faith, according to what you believe, it'll be done unto you. And so we give God praise. I pray that I said something this morning that will make you think again, and do something yourself. Reach out. You reach out and touch God, and stop waiting on God to touch you. Reach this morning. First, convince yourself that it's done. You know, this may take some people longer than others, but you need to convince yourself that it's a done deal, and then take action after you've convinced that it's done. May God bless you, and we look to see you this morning if you're able to come and be in our service and break bread with us after our service today at Friends and Family Day. God bless you.